Hi, my name is Molly McIntyre, and I'm a layperson in the Florida United Methodist Conference. And I have the awesome opportunity of working for the Florida Conference in the Missional Engagement Department. When I read what I was to write about for my devotion, the first thing that popped out to me was, where have I seen the church at its best? I could talk about that for days. I have seen the church do such incredible things in our communities and all around the world. We could talk about what our local churches have been doing for their communities during this pandemic. Incredible work. Or we could talk about Zoe Empowers and how thousands and thousands of orphaned or vulnerable children have been empowered because of people either donating or participating in Zoe Empowers. We could talk about UMCOR and the incredible work that happens when people are completely desperate and in need of help.
So I know I'm supposed to be talking about my devotion, but I kind of wanted to shift things to a different topic. My work with the Fill the Table initiative has been absolutely incredible, and I have seen some of the most incredible work by local Florida United Methodist churches than I've never seen before. It's been absolutely incredible. From our smallest churches to our largest churches, everyone has been doing such incredible things in their community. But the Fill the Table initiative has really been making me think about tables and who's welcome and who sits at my table. So I thought, what's the table of the United Methodist Church? But before we talk about that, I want you to think about something. I want you to imagine a table, and you're sitting at this table. Who's sitting to the left of you? Who's sitting to the right of you? Who's sitting across from you at your table? Do you have a lot of things in common with these people at your table? Are they just like you? What differences do you have with the people at your table? Is there tension at your table? Is there laughter? Is there crying? Is there grief at your table? Are you all only talking about things that you agree with? What is your table like with the people at your table? When I think about the purpose and the mission of the United Methodist Church, I can't stop thinking about this table and the United Methodist table. When I think of this table, when I look to the left, I see our LGBTQ+ siblings. I look to my right, and there's someone that I disagree with. I look across the table and I see a youth who's been begging for us to listen to them, for us to really think about the United Methodist Church and what we're leading them. And I look at the other side and I see the elderly people that have poured into people like me in the United Methodist Church and that have empowered me to be where I am today. Our tables do not need to be perfect. We know that they will be messy. We know that there can be a lot of arguing at our tables and a lot of laughter. But imagine if we all came to this table together. Maybe we all agree, maybe we all disagree. But imagine how much we can learn and grow from each other if we just all come to the same table. God's grace invites all of us to be guests at this table. If we come to God's table, then we can focus on what unites us and what work we have before us. We have done a really good job in the United Methodist Church of keeping voices away from the table, from keeping people from having a seat at our table. My hope and prayer for the United Methodist Church is we can start to welcome the voiceless and the powerless people at our table. We've kept them voiceless. We've kept them powerless. We have so much work to do in this world. We have people who have spent their entire lives fighting to get a seat at the United Methodist table, fighting to have their voices heard. The United Methodist Church has the opportunity to show the world God's love, to show the world God's grace. We have the opportunity together at our table to confess the harm that we have done to our LGBTQ plus siblings, to confess the racism that we have done in the United Methodist Church. We have the opportunity to confess to the world that we have kept people from our table, but now we are moving forward to welcome all people, those we agree with and those we disagree with, to our table. The Florida United Methodist Conference has this incredible opportunity to show the United Methodist Church what it means to be a diverse table, what it means to be a table where we are messy. We might not be perfect, but we sit down together to learn from each other, to grow from each other, to have those hard conversations, to have those moments where we can truly show that we care and love each other, and that God's grace and God's love is so important to us. So may we come to the table where there is no preferred seating, no first and last, but a place of unity, an openness to the Spirit, a place where we continue to learn and grow from each other, a place of shalom. That is my hope and prayer for the United Methodist Church. And may it be so. Amen.